Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and come and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach, call him Doc, call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do.
To come before you today, God has had an assignment for us to do, and we're so excited to do it. We're going to do it through Straight Talk, No Chasing on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're aired on Mondays, every other Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and the reason we want you to check us out on Straight Talk, No Chasing is because we focus on conversation that is honest and very direct. You can be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and we'll talk about the awesome topic we have, a title, more or less, is healthy relationships are failing. And we're going to talk about some things and some signs, just the meaning of a healthy relationship, unhealthy relationship, and some of the things that you're not accustomed to. You always hear about flags, but you always hear about red flags. We got several flags we want you to pay close attention to so you'll be on top of it. You can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio, as well as we're really excited about having the email where you can connect with us to the radio station. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. You can tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore the number 10. We are the brothers of working with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We partner with them so we can get the word out using their Twitter account. You also can tweet us at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. The live broadcast will be available on Big O Live, which will have at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Facebook Live, facebooklive.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. Instagram, again, those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, Zeta, more or less, Zeta Phi Sigma, chapter out of Greenville, Alabama there. Handle is at Z-Squad Greenville, 1981. TikTok, Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And on YouTube, we have our channel. We put the word out on our first broadcast. So it was posted, so you can check us out at the Smith Way Enterprise. And you do that, and we want you to be a subscriber. Check it out. We'll be posting some clips so you'll get a chance to see exactly the work we're doing. Our on-demand episodes can be found on Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Rumpley, the same thing, WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 23. Tumblr, which is Dr. Lo Smith, www.blog.truth. Again, the radio station, WBSW Radio, the internet station 23. Yeah, it said WBSW Radio, the internet station. Now, we're excited because WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries. And we're excited because it's on six continents. The word is getting out about WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So we truly want you to take an opportunity. No matter where you are, you can hear us. Just go to the internet. You can find out where we're being broadcast. If you're followed on each one of those live networks, you can. So you can be a part of this as well. Let's look at registering for our WBSW Radio giveaways. We ask you to send your name along with a means of transaction. We are full means of transaction so you can register. You can send your name without sending the means of transaction, but by sending the means of transaction, it kind of puts you in a position where we do love offerings. We have four means of transaction you can use, which is Cash App. Send your Cash App account if that's what you have. Or you can send your PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com, or LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. Sow a seed of $1. I want to thank all those individuals already sold a seed of $1. Thank you so much. I can give a shout out to those names. But, you know, we want all other individuals who feel a need, want to support what we're doing. Sow a seed with WBSW Radio at cash app, $ LorenzaBSmith15. As I said in the title earlier, our show title is Healthy Relationships Are Failing. And I truly want us to kind of focus on looking at a definition or a meaning of healthy relationship. Look at the type of healthy relationships. Why is it important to have a healthy relationship? What are the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship? The characteristics of an unhealthy relationship? And then we're going to discuss why a healthy relationship is failing. That'll be in our closing. So we're really excited about you coming before us and we coming for you, because we're going to share this platform, because that's what it's for. It's interactive. You can share your thoughts. Let me give a shout out to several people that's joining us now. We got Beauty joining us. Thank you so much. We have Hayes. We'll say Hales. That's given us also. I'll have to try to see the other individual. Is that P. Decker? Thank you so much for joining us. We also have joining us Bessie Walker. We have Abigail Crouch. Thank you so much. T. Toki. Diane Duck. Larry Williams. And we have many others slowly coming in. I'll give them a shout out as soon as they get here. Now let's talk about our topic of failing. Simply, I want you to kind of think about that. Think about healthy relationship failing. Why did my healthy relationship or marriage fail? Just think about some of the things that you can just come off the top of your head. Probably lack of communication or poor communication or expectation. Some people are overzealous with expectations. Not able to set that goal that ties in. Being able to compromise. Mutual respect. Those are the things, just a few things you could say why your healthy relationship, or you said, no, I don't have a problem, that's fine. Healthy relationship or marriage was not successful. We can talk about a lot of things, but we're going to share a lot tonight. We're going to give a shout out to our sponsors, because they take an opportunity every now and then and throughout the year to support us. I won't say every now and then. They just take an opportunity to support us. So we truly are really excited about having them part of our platform. And when they send us their advertisement, we want to make sure we play. Give a shout out to Larry. Thank you so much for joining us. Then we had a comment sent with a star. That is awesome right there. Mike joining us. Thank you, Mike, for taking time to be here. We also have a user that's joining us, and they're slowly coming in. So we're going to make sure we give them a shout out. Our first sponsor that we want to give a shout out to is L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. Tonight, truly excited about having an opportunity to talk about relationship, healthy relationship, and why they're failing. Give a shout out to Nate, just joining us. Thank you, Nate. Marianne, join us. Mike 64, join us. Gary Green, join us. Thank you. And as you continue to come in, I'll keep giving them a shout out. And that's to L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, Mr. Anthony Starworth. Check with him. You can go to Facebook and type in Anthony Starworth, and he'll be able to connect with him, become a friend, and then get information through DM to find out what his service he's providing for you. Or you can give him a call at, 334-300-7401. 334-300-7401. L&T Stalker's Lawn Service. Let's talk about what healthy relationship means. You have a definition for it. You have a thought process goes along that. What is a healthy relationship? What is in your mind a healthy relationship? A lot of times we truly, truly want to say it's a relationship where we're able truly to communicate and be able to discuss things. But when you're talking about a healthy relationship, you're talking about honesty, trust, respect, open communication between mates. We all should take the effort and time, to make sure we're able to compromise for both people. We've got to take the time and put the effort in and be able to compromise. Give a shout out to E.M. Marks, too. Thank you so much. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, thank you so much for being a part of it. Thank you, Lily. We have Terry Bennett joining us. You have Juke301. Thank you for have a user. Thank you so much. We're talking about being able to take time and put the work in. See, you have to have honesty. You have to definitely have trust. You have to have respect and open communication. Being able to go through the process of listening, thinking about what you heard, and then articulating your response to it is one of the biggest challenges in a relationship. And one of the other is that C called compromise. No one wants to compromise. Yes, we're two individuals coming to a relationship independent, but we have to be able to compromise. We have to be able to listen to the other individual to see exactly where our challenges is. Because a lot of times we think we're doing things so right, but we have to just go look back at our past to know that where we can be here in the present and be in the future is based on we learning through learned experience from our past. If our relationship didn't work in the past and we had some toxic relationship or we had some fake relationships or we had just simply unhealthy relationships, then we ought to be able to take that information, put it in a place where it relates to what a healthy relationship involves. Honesty, trust. I always tell people trust is something you must trust yourself first. If you can't trust yourself, then you're not going to be able to trust anybody else. Respect, we have to respect ourselves. Too many times we have a tendency to disrespect others because we disrespect ourselves. Coming to effort, see, it required to put the work in. Two things that you control as an individual, God, human, God created you, is your time and your effort. Nobody can force you to do things you don't want to do. No one can force you to give more time than you choose to give. No one can force you to give more effort. That's up to you. I don't care what situation you're in. You'll find out that you truly, truly are not allowed, because you just your instincts, your ability to control time and effort won't allow you to be controlled to the point that your time is taken away from you, or the effort you give and put into it. So as we look at a healthy relationship, we have to remember that there is no imbalance of power. I want to say that again. There is no imbalance of power. No one is fighting for power. No one, if you're around someone that's talking of keeping scores, that means they're looking to try to have power and control you. I'm going to one-up you again. I'm going to one-up you. I just have all the ups, and you have all the downs. So it's no imbalance of power. You know, your mate respect you and also respect each other to make your own decision without fear of retribution or retaliation. This is what we're talking about, a healthy relationship. It should be shared decisions. So someone was asking me about when you was in a leadership role, and you've been in a leadership role, what is your style, your leadership style? I said, I believe in shared. Let's do it again. I believe in shared decision process. I believe all stakeholders should be involved. I don't think it's just telling everybody what to do. I need to bring everybody to the table. You know, if I talk as an educator and a principal, I'll bring my staff in because I want to make sure I work with them so I can lead them and through the process, teach them what they need to do. Then they can take it and work with the students. See, that is the key to it, is share. But you need to bring everybody together at some point and find out their thoughts about how they want the situation to go. In a relationship, you have to come and talk about it. See, overall, in a healthy relationship, that means that both of you and your partner, both you and your partner are communicating. You're talking openly about problems. You're listening to one another. See, communication have those phases you have to use. You respect each other's opinions as being respectful. A healthy relationship is based on the intent of a person. See, your intentions are very important. I always tell people that for a relationship to be successful, you both from the beginning got to let each other know your intent. What is your intent? Are your intent to be in this relationship, be a committed relationship, a long-lasting relationship, to be married and work on making sure that's long-lasting? So you have to be intentional about being in the relationship. See, healthy relationship is all about intent. See, it fails when you're not, you got one intent and the other person have another intent. You got to be communicating to the point. You have to be able to talk about what is your intent. What are you looking for? What is the favorite outcome you're trying to accomplish? Each person have an opportunity. If they tell you that I'm not looking for that, I'm just looking to, you know, to have a good time, I'm looking to be casual, and I'm not looking for anything long-lasting or committed. See, that's your key. That's your key to let you know that this is not going to be kind of a relationship you want to be in. You're at the point in your life now, I don't care if you're 20, 21, 41, 51, 61, usually I'm a 71. Be intentional about what you're doing, especially in your romantic life. Be intentional about your family life. Be intentional about your friend life. Be intentional about your community life. Be intentional when you go to work. Don't just go and go through the motion. If you are, you're going to have some challenges as you move forward. So that is the key to a healthy relationship. You know, what it is, how you see it. Terms that people always kick up are honesty, trust, respect, and open communication. Those are the start. They're common to have a successful relationship. Let's truly, truly give a shout out to our next sponsor. I'm excited about this young lady because she's doing some awesome things. She was on our show last Monday. That's Lena Payton Webb. And we're excited by Blue Impression Publisher and Design. We're going to play her advertisement for her company.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publication. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression. To share your inspiring story with the world,
My, that's Lena Payton Webb, Blue Impression Publisher, Your Artistic Expression. Check them out. Give her a call. You can go to Facebook. Type in Lena Payton Webb, and you can get direct with her. Give a shout out to Ariana _ William. Thank you. That's not Williams. That's William. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to give a shout out to Ruben. It's taking time. Sharon Cox. Thank you. Odie. Thank you. Marvin Langhorn. Ross Scott. Thank you so much for joining us. Roland. Thank you. Jeff. Good to have. Charles Anderson. Thank you for coming back. We have a user here making a request for a live. We did not, at this point, taking the live. You can call in. Now, we have a call-in number. You can call in, and you can pretty much be on here live or audio-wise. You can give us a call at 347-857-4192 and press 1. Make sure you get your online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, and then we'll have a conversation and talk about the topic, but we're not going to make you live through our TikTok or any of our social media sites at this time. Just a lot of time be taken when you do that. So thank you so much for joining. Barry Leach, thank you for taking time. King Master Prophet, join us. Troy Williams, join us. Thank you so much. Have another user. Thank you so much. As we move forward, we want to thank you for supporting what we're trying to do. But we do want you to sow a seed with us so we can purchase some of these awesome books. And I was sharing with some individuals last show. This is a, you know, practice copy for the ACT. You got reading, you got math. This is a test preparation right here. We also have English and social studies. If you want one of these copies, I'll send it to you at no cost to you. But you need to let me know by typing in that you're interested in on the comment section. Type in the comment. Send a message. I see a couple of messages that's just rolled in. But type it in, and I'll get you a copy of that. Or if you want to get a copy, if you've got a interest in going back to school, or have one of your family members, your children, your grandchildren, you get this book that I purchased because the author was on here. We've got 5, 6, or 7, 8. We'll buy as many as needed. You get a copy of this, How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid, by Trey Johnson. You can get this, purchase this by going through his website, but I'm going to give this copy to you free. I just need for you sending your postage information, where you want to be sent. We'll take care of it. Then your address, so we'll get it to you, because it might be something that can help you. The ACT manual, other books by authors, and we raffle them off. That's why we ask you to sow a seed, because truly it's a great opportunity to come before you and share something. All right, let's look at the types of relationships. And sometimes we get caught up in only thinking about certain relationships. When we say healthy relationship, we're always thinking about romantic relationship. But you have to have a healthy relationship in your family. See, a lot of times we have our family dynamic that is splintered. And it's not healthy because those individuals are not willing to come to the table. They have a point where a lot of times they lost trust in each other. They're not honest. They're not respectful. And then they don't know how to communicate with one another. So you lose that opportunity to have a healthy family relationship. Then on top of that, a friendship. See, you know, everybody says friendship is where you're sharing an opportunity to be with each other as a friend. You're being trustworthy. You're being honest. You're being respectful. You're communicating. You're able to compromise. You need to do a lot of things. You're able to listen to each other. That's why some people say, my friend, I can call them and listen to them. But if you're struggling with healthy relationship issues, where you're not honest, where you're not truly supported, you're not respectful, then you're going to have a splendid friendship relationship. Our next relationship that's so important when we talk about the types of relationship is an acquaintanceship. When you're acquainted with someone, you need to be able to have a healthy relationship with them if you want it to continue. See, we talk about the stages of tiers of a relationship, especially a healthy relationship. See, when you meet somebody, that's the social stage. But the next stage is called the acquaintance stage. When you get an opportunity to get acquainted, share things with them, you know? So it's acquaintanceship. Truly, it's a great opportunity to get to know that person. And you will find in that stage where you want to push it to your friendship or push it to anything beyond that. But that's how you go through the process of dealing, especially dealing with a romantic relationship. You have to be intentional from the beginning. From the beginning, you got to talk. You got to share things. You got to be open. You got to have hard conversations. You can't sit around here and assume the other individual think like you think, because they may think totally different. But have them to share that with you so you will not waste your time and your effort on a situation where it's not going anywhere. All of your relationships, you want to have favorable outcomes because you're intentional about those relationships. Your family relationship, your friendship relationship, your acquaintanceship, and then we have the romantic relationship. We have intent. You need to be intentional from the beginning. If you're not intentional telling people what you need to have, if in your mind you think that you want to fall in what's going on in the fad and the culture, you want to be in the hookup culture or the casual culture, you want to try to date four or five people at one time, then you need to intentionally tell that person that I'm not looking for a long-lasting committed relationship. I just want to be able to go when I want to, where I want to. That's fine. And people will accept you. I always say when people tell you how they feel or show you how they feel, you make that decision. But I always tell you, when they show themselves, believe what you see, run as fast as you can, because I'm telling you what's coming next. You're not going to like it if you stay around. So in a romantic relationship, we was talking about the tears. And the tears are so important for the romantic relationship. So yeah, then you move forward to the acquaintance stage. This is where I want to find out more information. I'm going to pass a number to you. I'm going to where you can connect with me. You pass a number to me so we can connect, so we get acquainted. We want to know things about you. Then we move to the friendship stage. This is when we find out more about you enough that we're willing to meet you and have, you know, meet you in a place and go on to a date. Because you have an option. Let me give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EBS, of Sanctify Beta Sorority Incorporated. We also have Nicholas Lee join us. Thank you, Nicholas, so much. You have King, I mentioned the King, Master Prophet. Thank you for joining. And we have a few other. We have some users that said hi. Thank you. Hi, how you doing? It's good to have you on here. That when they say user, meaning they just put their number in there. They don't put the name in there. few others I want to give a shout out to another user. Then we have, it says, show me TikTok ordering ST. Thank you. Cora Hendricks. Thank you, Cora, so much. Miss TT. Thank you for taking time, Miss TT. We have, I'm going to try to see this. Is Hamadi Ring. Thank you so much. Franklin Mansion. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part. I'm trying to give everybody a shout out before we move forward and continue with this topic right here. We talked about romantic relationships, associate stage, acquaintance stage, the friendship stage. Then you have the romantic stage of it. And then you have the step where you're moving toward, you're making a commitment in the, see, as you go to each stage, you determine what steps you want to take, what commitment you want to make. You want to have a healthy relationship with a favorable outcome. So when you get to the romantic part, you're looking at, okay, this is what I see is working good. You know, you can put some things in, throw some things out, and you make a decision because now you're talking about making that commitment to possibly that favorable outcome of marriage. That's how the relationship process works. We're meant to be in relationships, and we are to be should be successful if we put the work in. Don't let one thing that destroys all the opportunity for your success in a relationship, you know what it is? Being selfish. See, you have to be selfless if you want to be in a successful relationship, in a healthy relationship. Add that to all the things we mentioned: honesty, trust, respect, open communication, commitment, understanding other people, independency, their effort, their time. All of these things come into play for a healthy relationship. And then one of the most important things is how intentional you are. Are you intending? What are your intentions? So you can know whether you're going to have a healthy relationship you can push for and put the effort in. You find out the intention is not the same. See, it's one of the things you don't ever want to get caught up doing. And I want you to keep this in mind. Trying to change somebody's mind. If they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it. If you have a conversation in that acquaintance stage, that's when the early number you need to get it, because now you're spending some time together, whether it's on the phone or through texting or whatever it may be. You ask that question: what is your intent? Why are you here? It don't sound harsh. It's real. We got to start being real, because sometimes we don't want to be real with individuals. We want to play these games that is not good. So if you have a ultimate goal you want to get to, which is a favorable outcome, then you got to be real. You got to be straightforward. You got to ask them the hard question. You got to let them know how you feel. That way you can be successful in this relationship. Because, as I said, I know individuals who have taken the opportunity to sit up and say that the person they want to be around wants to spend the rest of life with them, but they don't want to do that. But they're going to keep them around. Why would you want to keep somebody around that you know you're not looking for a favorable outcome? Because if you're not seeing it now, I don't think they can do more in 6 months to change your mind, because you have already made your mind. Whatever situation you're dealing with inside, whatever situation your internal part, because that's where you operate from your heart. So you got something going on that maybe counseling and therapy can help you, or maybe you just prefer to be by yourself. You don't want to, because when we have a building out healthy relationship and we fight against that, then that's a fear of failure, a fear that somebody's going to leave you, a fear of commitment. And we have an acronym, what we call fear. We have it, break fear down in the acronym. The F is you frighten to death. Something happened 20 years ago, you're still holding on what happened 20 years ago because you never addressed it. You're still in the healing process, but you're out here trying to operate with other people who may be already healed. Don't assume everybody out there is not healed. You might be the only one out there, but you know misery love comes. So you want to get out and flop around in the world and bring in all that toxicity to it, bring in all that abuse, all that stuff with you. You out there operating like you're okay. You're not okay. You're not okay. Such thing as toxic relationships. Too many people think that we don't have that. We have a number of toxic relationships that goes on. See, when one feels like unsupported, threatened, misunderstood, demeaned, or attacked. See, a relationship with that's toxic, you can say when your well-being is threatened, your well-being is threatened. See, everybody think it's physical. See, your well-being consists of the five. I could add six in there, but I'm going to give you the ones I believe that you have to be very aware of, and you have to be mature in each one of them. Your physical well-being. You have to take care of your health. That means going to the doctor, eating the right food, making sure you don't put yourself in a point where your BMI is at 30, and you have obesity, and you get stress on your heart, no stress on your system, your liver and everything. You have to do the right thing. Your respiratory system is affected. So if you don't take care of your well-being physically, then that makes you where you're not in a position to get what you really want out of life. The next one is mentally. See, we always have to take our mental capacity. We have to make sure we're in order. Because, see, they always say, sanity. We all may be, but it's one time in our life we're going to go insane and cross that line, but we're able to get ourselves. Some of us get to the line and can't step across. So you have to work on your mental well-being along with your emotional well-being. See, this is the one that everybody struggles with because you don't spend time. See, I heard and read many content articles, various people talk about each gender and say that a male is not even emotional, you know, to be in a relationship. But, you know, the thing about it, because you put too much time in saying emotion, it's all about your feelings. See, most people who are emotionally mature, they believe, they have beliefs, and they believe, and they think. They don't put feel. See, emotions is a plethora of things. You'll say feelings is an emotion. You listen to people and get upset. I feel, especially in a discussion, I feel. That's just, but guess on our show, thank you so much, but we invite you back. This is it. You got it live. So truly, when you're talking about emotion, we ask everybody to see if you're emotionally stable. Ask yourself, am I emotionally stable? See, if my well-being means I'm stable, is I'm emotionally mature. See, maturity, when you're emotional, area, that means I'm going to operate not on my feelings. I'm going to operate in reality, the real situation here. Because, see, that's just like I give one of the awesome co-hosts that was introduced by Minister Stephanie. I call him Doc. That's Pastor Eddie Pratt. He's a relationship coach and a strategist over there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Pastor Pratt always would say, see, we need to get control of our emotions. We need to be mature. We need to look at be intelligent enough in our emotions, because it's called an emotional IQ. And a lot of times we take it for granted when we say, I go, this is no, your emotional IQ must be in order. I just mentioned stable building. Are you stable? Are you mature? Because he always said this when we had these discussions about people who have not completed the healing process, or they allow their emotion to control what's going on with them. They'll say they'll be in a car, like driving a car. And they drive in the car, they got all the doors locked, and everybody in is locked in. And the time you're driving with your emotion, your feeling, and say, reality outside the door, knock it on the window. Let me in, because you about to run this in the ditch. Let me in, you about to run to this truck. Let me in, you're about to run off the road. See, there's a thing about your emotion, your feelings. Don't let your feelings run the show. Your feeling is just a feeling. See, when you operate, I feel, then you don't have anything going, because you need to be thinking and you need to believe what you are able to do. So that's your emotional well-being. See, I want to spend a little time, because that's the one we take for granted. We always put it down, but we quit to identify with certain gender where you're not emotionally, because you may not show the emotions that some people know, but that don't mean you're not emotional stable. You're not emotional mature. And that's the key to it, right there. You need to be mature. The next thing truly is important is the spirituality. loyalty, how spiritual, how strong you are in your belief. Not just being and believing, but practicing what you believe. See, people always run around here. They can quote the Bible. They all can too. They can quote all the scripture, but they're not practicing what they preach. You know, an old saying that says, too many times we have a challenge when we should be out saving souls. Instead, we think the souls, because see, your spiritual well-being is where you need to be. See, sometimes we walk like some people walk around with Bibles. And the only time they open it up when they come to church. And they want to open it up, and now they're going to write down scriptures, what the pastor, the minister, the elder, or the doc that's up there sharing with you. See, what you got to do is don't write it down and don't go home and read it. Don't write it down and go home and don't practice it. See, somebody say, I'm getting off there because he's trying to preach to me. Yes, I am. I'm trying to share that your spirituality is not all about the words you say. It's about what you do. See, you're not going to convince anybody to save anybody else's soul until you save your own soul. And then you got to practice what you preach. And everybody needs to see you practice what you preach. You know, I talk about a lot of time about children. We all have children. Congratulations, Minister Denise Stephan, on a grandbaby recently. Son, he had a grandchild. Congratulations to you. But you know what? Your children, you can't keep telling them what they need to do, and you're doing some opposite. See, you don't teach them by telling them. You teach them by showing them. See, if you tell them something, you better have already done it, or they've seen you've done it. But don't tell them you're doing some opposite. See, practice what you preach. See, if you're going to be a Christian, be a practicing Christian. Don't sit up and say, oh, I'm a Christian, and you ain't practicing nothing. The last one is so important in the well-being so we can be successful and have healthy relationships. It's financial. Those are the five I focus on. But then some people focus on social as well. You know, but I'm focusing on them five. I said it won't be six because I said social is always the one. But I'm mentioning these five because it's important. When I talk to people, I tell them I work hard on my well-being. They say, what are your well-being? I ask them, I don't know what mine is. I said, I'm going to share what mine are. See, I try to be mature. I have to be able to be mature enough in my mental capacity. I have to be mature enough to be in my physical capacity. I have to be mature enough in my emotional capacity. I have to be mature enough spiritually. And I have to be mature enough financially. That's that one we want to talk about. See, if you want a healthy relationship to be destroyed, whether it's a marriage or just a healthy relationship, put finance in there. Put the finance in there, because I can tell that sometimes some people will take the opportunity or try and identify the individuals as what they are identified as being like gender. For example, most individuals say a male they're looking for, especially female, they're looking for a provider male, a protector, a prophet, a priest. A leader. That's what they're looking for. So that means you got to bring some finance. Whereas vice versa, does not. The man is visual. All of them are. See, they attract. See, that's what gets their attention. They're attracted to what they see. So we have to understand that. Now, what comes next? You holler about, when I went to college, I got a degree. That don't matter. When you meet somebody, if you throw that first thing up to them, they might not have no degree. But they might be stacking and back. They can provide. So my point is, your finance must be in order. They got to be something you got to understand. And understand how you're going to work that. Too many times we don't. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. You know, I tell you, I'm really excited about this sponsor because, you know, I travel down and check them out. At their, that is an awesome place to go, which is Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama.
for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on,
Sunday
dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
That's Brother Marvin Lala Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, out of Georgiana, Alabama. That is Mary Ruth's Restaurant. They said they have the best southern food you can find in South Central Alabama. So if you're anywhere in the neck of the woods, check them out. The number to call, let them know in ahead of time that you, you know, you can find out what the menu is. But he posted, and I'll let you know how he, Brother Marvin posted. You can give him a call at 334-549-0950. That's Brother Marvin and Katrina Smith. Also, you can go to Facebook and you can type in Marvin Smith, and he's posting his menu, posting the food as it's cooked and out. And you'll get a chance to see it. So check it out. There's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway West, Highway West 106. Check them out. And the zip code, if you want to type that in, is 37033, Georgiana, Alabama. Awesome. Let's move forward. Let me give a shout out to Nitty Dude. Thank you so much for joining us. Quay, thank you for coming on. We got T, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Oscar Ness, thank you so much for joining us. We all have Dion Tomlinson, thank you so much. Martha Lee, Ben DeMarion, join us. And I saw a couple more that I let slide by. Yvette Drew, thank you so much for taking time. Then we have, it's like Blue Sun, G-Bird, number seven. Thank you so much for joining us. Nettie, thank you. Escobar, thank you so much for joining us. Truly, as we move forward, we got a couple things we want to touch on. Truly, and I'm seeing it, and this is actually my auntie that's called me. She's about 85, 86 years old, but she's called me, but I'm going to make sure I get back with her. Why is it important to have a healthy relationship? I mean, we kind of slip on this one because we got characteristics of and traits of a healthy relationship along with unhealthy relationship. And I'm going to have to, because I know when it went out, I'm going to have to jump back up and make sure I get to resume it, get it back on. Thank you so much. All right, let's look at why it's important. See, one of the most important things in our life, we're searching for is affection in their life. See, they have less. They're less likely to have things like physical and mental health problems because you're not stressing out. You're not worried about everything going on. What you're doing is you're at peace. See, we all looking for peace in our lives. We want to be with somebody that brings peace in our life. We don't need drama because drama is something that causes stress. Drama causes mental and health issues because it's constantly biting at you. And it's not only biting on your mental, but it's biting on all of those well-being, and it's definitely hitting you internally. So when people are able to get to your heart and to your soul, and I'm not saying put that wall but you won't ever find that peace. You won't ever find that joy until you allow yourself to be vulnerable and love someone who can love you back and be in love with them. See, giving that gift of love is great, but you need to be in love. And it takes you to allow your well-beings to be mature enough so you can understand that I'm loving from my inner self, not my outer self. Truly, we want to keep in mind that when we're trying to work on our physical and our mental well-being, we don't want problems. We want to be able to go through life because, see, healthy relationships can increase your sense of worth. See, one of the things I found out with a lot of people, I talk with them, they call me, communicate with them, and I ask them, you know, what is your sense of worth? A lot of them respond, they don't even know what I'm talking about. Your sense of worth. See, that's a self-worth, means I am. See, ain't no question. I understand my worth. I understand where I belong. Because, see, God has blessed me with that clarity. I tell people, it didn't come overnight. It came over time. It came with a lot of support. And I tell people when they hear me talk about this, they look at me, they raise their eyebrows. I say, you know, I do counseling twice a month with a counselor and a therapist. Because, you know, I want to be the best version of me. Ain't no shame in my game. I want to be the best version of me. See, I don't want to be the best version of my dad. I want to be the best version of my granddaddy. I want to be the best version of my great-granddaddy. I want to be the best version of me. And I tell my son the same thing and my daughter. Be the best version of you, not of someone else. So I understand my self-worth. I understand my sense of worth. I understand my belonging. And by me doing that, it helps me to feel less alone. See, I don't feel alone. That's an emotion. Because I know what I'm worth. I know my value. I understand where I am. See, there's a, you know, we got 100% of situations, and you have a certain, you need to know where you fall, whether economic, where you carry yourself as a grown man or a mature man, or you carry yourself as a grown male or overgrown boy. See, I know by being a grown man, a mature man, I fall in that 10%. It's not me, it's rarefied air. Not bragging. I'm just telling you, I know my self-worth. I know where I belong. I don't have to ask nobody that. So truly, truly, we have to keep that in mind. So that's all about your importance. So I understand how important it is to have a healthy relationship. I understand peace. I want peace. I don't have time for all this foolishness. If you want to have foolishness, then you need to go see somebody else. See, God bless you with what you have when you come into it. We can't change who you are, but we can compromise to be the best too. That's what you have to do. So understanding how important it is for a healthy relationship, but also understanding the traits and characteristics. See, this is something we truly need to keep an eye on, the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship. I'm going to go through those two because I want to get to the part about unhealthy. Because, see, the title of today's show is Healthy Relationships Are Failing. I'll share at the end, but I want to talk about these things as we close it out. See, we have to understand that healthy relationships, you need to understand what is a healthy relationship, how it works, what it looks like. You won't fail once you look at it, once you understand it. We want to know why these relationships is failing, because a lot of people don't understand the traits and the characteristics of a healthy relationship and an unhealthy relationship. See, a couple of them are swift now. I've already said them. Mutual respect. You got to have mutual respect for one another. You got to respect each other's values. Trust, as a partner, you should place trust in the other individuals, and they'll do the same to you. Honesty, being able to compromise, individuality, good communication, anger control, fighting fair. oh, that's a tough thing for a lot of people. See, when you understand that you fight fair, meaning you don't punch below the belt, you got a chance to be successful. We're not going to say you're gonna have, not going to have a spiritual debate. I call them spiritual debates. I don't call them arguments. Because I'm not going to sit up and argue with you. Because if you got your mind made up, no matter what I say, it's not going to change it. But we can have spiritual debate. We can agree to disagree spiritually. And that's fighting fair. Problem solving. You have to come up with a solution to the problem. See, once you see a problem, identify a solution. See, by breaking apart the problem down, come on now, breaking it down into small parts. That's how you solve the problem. And that's how you come up with a solution. Then talking through the situation. Understanding. We each should have understanding. Should take time to understand the other person. Self-confidence. See, you have to have that. That's all about yourself. See, I tell you, we got so many things that we understand is tied into self. We got self-motivation. We got self-confidence. We got self-esteem. We just have self-worth. Ties in your self-love. That ties into you. So if you out dating in a relationship, so you be intentional because you have confidence in yourself. This is what I want. I'm not going to settle for less. People have to understand because some people come to you, well, I'm trying to weigh all my options, and I'm the kind of person I am, but I'm your best option. Go with the other people and make a choice from them because I'm not one of them. I'm above them because I know my worth. I have a sense and understanding of my worth. And I got self-confidence. Truly, you have to be able to put yourself in that position because being calm and comfortable, being at peace, not trying to force your opinion on anybody else because they're going to say yeah and they're going to keep moving and forget about what you said because they have poor listening skills when it comes to hearing someone else. Being a role model, thank the Lord to bless me to just do what I think is best. And if there's somebody that sees what I'm doing, that know I'm making a difference, you know, God has blessed me with the knowledge to know that. You know, I want to tell a quick story, and I'm kind of move our agenda because we already 1 minute yard of time, but we put enough time to go a little longer tonight. When I was in graduate school, and I was had parked on one side of the campus, and I was walking over to my professor office, and I was walking in the center of the campus. It has a what they call an equinox. Equinox is supposed to be knowledge. That you come here, you might be tied up in knot, but it's equinox allows you to span yourself because it's not tied. They just go across each other. Just two bands go across. That's an equinox. As I was walking across, and I was speaking to people, you know, talking with them, everything. And when I got over to his office, and he went into his office, and he said, let me say this to you. He said, I watched you from the time I sighted you, because his office was facing the inner part of the campus right there. He said, I saw you walk. He said, I saw you talking to people. People, you know, you just dialecting with them. And he said, I just saw you look like you just enjoy yourself. He said, you never know who's watching you. So you have to be very careful about what you do in life. Some people don't realize someone is watching you. And for them, you are a role model. It used to be years ago when I heard this from many people like Charles Barkley and other individuals, I'm not a role model. You're right, but you're a role model to someone, whether it's to your own children. We have to understand, children learn from what they see out of you, not what you tell them. So those are the things that you have to put in the right respect. You got to embody respect if you want to be a role model. You have to be inspiring to others instead of just always taking. You have to be selfless. Let me put that one on. That'll help you. You have to be inspiring with your family. And always in a respectful way. Truly, truly, we have to understand. Because God is so good. He has blessed us to do a lot. See, it's amazing, you know, as we move forth and we're going over the hour. Let me quickly go through because our talk has shut down for a second. Healthy sexual relationship is a good part. You have to be able to engage in that with your partner, meaning your mate, or whoever they be in your relationship, in your marriage. Got to be able to put an effort. Both of you got to put an effort. They're not one. Both individuals have to put an effort in. And you have to make sure that you're understanding that it's important that you do that. Unhealthy relationships. See, this one is so important. I'm not going to go over each and every one of them. See, the characteristics of an unhealthy relationship is disrespect and control. Say it again. Disrespect and control. That's it. That's characteristic of an unhealthy relationship. And too many times, people don't realize how disrespectful they may be. As I'm talking, I'm making sure because what happened is, throughout talking, we kind of lost our network, so I'm just trying to get us back up going, and we're going to have a part two to this because this is what it's all about. So we're going live again on TikTok. So we're going to have some new people on TikTok. Control. Disrespect. See, it's important as a youth, as a child, to be able to recognize signs of unhealthy relationships before they escalate. If a person is doing something as a child, bullying, and you don't address it, they're going to take it into adulthood. We had a show the other night, Wednesday night, on mean girls becoming mean women. If they don't address it, you know what's going to happen? They're going to continue to be mean. They're going to continue to be selfish. They're going to be controlling. They're going to be disrespectful. They're going to taunt. They're going to bully. So what you have to make sure is, an educator will, that you try to sit out and seek a little bit. Let's have a conversation and let them talk. Because, see, when they talk about it, they'll tell you what's kind of going on. And some characteristics of and traits of an unhealthy relationship includes control, we just said. That's always the number one, disrespect and control. Hostility, see, that's unhealthy. Dishonesty. Healthy is all about honesty and trust. Disrespect. Healthy is all about respect. You grow from respect from others. Dependency. See, you got some people depend on other people, saying they can't live without the other person. You can live without that other person. The next thing is intimidation. People try to intimidate you. One partner trying to intimidate the other ones. Keep them away from the family and their friends. Threatening violence or threatening to break up with you. Physical violence, something unhealthy. And sexual violence. Someone pressuring you for sexual activity that's against his or her will or without consent. Truly, we have to make sure we work on that. I'll give a shout out to Rapper Zandi. Thank you. He's live coming in here. And he has his flag up beside him. Thank you so much. And we heard all over the world. And I'll make sure I make a note to go back and check out this individual where what country they're listening from. And as we move forward, we want to, our next sponsor, we've got to give a shout out to each one of our sponsors now. We have two or three more that we have to make sure we do and give them a shout. We're going to play two of our sponsors this time because it's important that we get to the end of our show in the next 10 minutes. So we're going to play two of our sponsors. This is going to be Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace, then Tristat LLC. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. My Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook, Charlie's Angel, or Jennifer Jackson. The number was just shared with you. You can give them a call, and I'll give a shout-out back. Out. That number is 251-369-1344. That's 251-369-1344, and that's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace, located in South Central Alabama and the state of Georgia and the Atlanta area up there. We'll give a shout-out. We give a shout-out to Marilyn McCall. Thank you, Marilyn, so much for joining us and being a part of this today. We're excited to have you. We have quite a few more that's rolling in on TikTok because, you know, we have to reboot up because it gives us an hour. And after the hour, then you have to reboot up, and that was fine. We're glad about that. Katie Sims, thank you. Missy Love, thank you so much. Red, 1230, taking time to be here. Deborah Barker, 87, thank you for being here, for being a part. As we get ready to close our show, tonight's show is Healthy Relationship or Failing. This is straight talk, no chaser, and the reason we ask you to check us out, because we're going to focus on conversation that is honest and very direct. And we've been pretty much direct tonight, but we're going to really get into it because there is a section that I really want to make sure we talk about, and it's in my closing. When we're talking about discussing why relationship, healthy relationship fails. So we know unhealthy relationship will fail. Why? We know that. But then we also know why healthy relationship will fail. Because if someone is disrespectful, not honest, not trustworthy, then it's going to cause your relationship to fail. Poor communication. So these things you knew you have to work on. See, it's sad if you go into a relationship and decide not to work on the things you know that make a relationship successful. Why spend your time? Your time and your effort is very important. Do not waste your time in a relationship that you don't see a favorable outcome. So when we're talking about why a relationship is failing, we have to look at people's behavior. See, unhealthy behavior may not seem like a big deal, but it can cause a relationship to fall. See, unhealthy relationships are built off power and control. If you're in that relationship now where you allow somebody to control you, they want the one-up. They always want to be one up on you. It's like they're keeping score. One thing. Again, as I was saying, with Marilyn and Derrica, one of my players, playing over at Shorter University. She played for me in middle school, and she's now playing college basketball. I want to give a shout to her. I know they're at the end of that, getting close to the end of that season. So much if not have concluded. And we just want to thank you. And I've been trying to keep up with it through Marilyn on Facebook. Thank you, Marilyn, for allowing me the opportunity and broadcasting a lot of our games and broadcasting what she's doing. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to work with your daughter, your pride and joy. I know that, you know, all of your family members that way. But truly, that's Derrica McCall. Thank you so much. Let's talk about closing out. Things that unhealthy relationship is built on, besides foul and controls, built on insults, jealousy, accusations, yelling, put down, shoving, pushing, and other abusive behavior. An unhealthy relationship operates from that air of disrespect. What you can best do to recognize you're in an unhealthy relationship is understand there are flags. See, before we always talk about red flags, but see, I got some more flags for you today. And hopefully these flags, you will take account of them and understand. See, in a healthy relationship that where you deserve respect, you got to be able to recognize the flags in a relationship, such as the red flag, the green flag, the yellow flag, the white flag, the purple flag. Toxicity can present itself in any close relationship, friendship, among your colleagues, family members, and partners. See, red flags in a guy or girl can be signs of narcissism, aggression, victimization, and even abusive behavior. That red flag. Let's talk about that green flag. See, a green flag in a relationship are telling indicators of healthy emotional habits and genuine compatibility. That's a green flag. Healthy emotional habits. Doing things that keeps yourself healthy emotionally. The emotional habits and genuine compatibility. See, green flags don't make you smile. They inspire you. They spark hope. And they're all about real things. It also needs to see the things that fall in unhealthy relationships. Situations bring about harmful, toxic, unhealthy for you and your mate. And this is real. You have to keep that in mind. The next thing is the yellow flag. See, you might not even understand the yellow flag. See, the yellow flag might not be deal breakers or major issues, but they're generally warning signs that their behavior tendency can turn into large issues. That saying, when people show themselves, believe what you see. Then what you're going to do, run as fast as you can. Once they show their behavior, sit around and say, well, did that happen? Yeah, it happened. Believe what you see and make a dash for the door as fast as you can. Tendencies. If a person continues to have these tendencies and do these things and patterns, shows up in traits, you got to go. You got to get out. That's your yellow flag. It's only a hint that something bigger is coming. Don't say, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I guarantee you, you probably won't ever want to do that again. The benefit of the doubt. The next one is so important is the white flag. See, the white flag is when you make decisions about the future that benefits you both. Romantic relationship requires more sacrifice, big and small, over time. This is known as the white flag. You're going to put the work in. You're going to sacrifice. You're thinking about the future. You're making decisions about the future. That's why I tell you, if you're dating, intentionally date for a favorable outcome. Intentionally. That's where your white flag falls into play. Purple flag. Purple flag means that the issue, behavior, could be good for the relationship, but also can be bad for the relationship. You have to pay close attention to it. And we want to play our next sponsor before we do the closing out of this segment and this show. Tri-Stat LLC, so proud to be partnering with this young man. He's doing some awesome things. This is truly a blessing to be able to work with him, and he allows to work with him. That's Tri-Stat LLC. Mr. William Scott has offices in Selma in Montgomery, Alabama. Tri-Stat LLC.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Mr. Williams, Tri-Stat LLC. I can give him a call at 334-320-5438. He's a consulting firm that can meet your needs through research, through administrating a grant, or just working with you to get your paperwork together to present to the grantors. Thank you so much, Mr. Williams Scott, for supporting what we're doing. We're going to talk about our last few flags, and one of them is the gray flag. See, a lot of times people don't realize there's a gray flag out there. And yet, what is the gray flag? See, the gray flag lies between the red and the green flag. And it indicates that you should thread with caution and be aware of the concerns while you continue to date. Personnel differences, communication gaps, and different entries, et cetera, are things that come along with the gray flag. The blue flag, secrets. Not sharing your whereabouts. Not sharing your password or allowing your partner to access your phone, email, social media, or finance. Living in a sexist marriage. Tracking your partner, getting emotional needs met by someone outside of your marriage or outside of the primary relationship. This is your blue flag. See, when it comes to this flag, nothing says caution more than our orange and red one, the orange flag. See, the orange flag might seem harmless, but it's actually a warning that something's not quite right. For example, if you cancel plans more than once, or seeing a loop of the commitment, then you are really not interested in going in the public. The orange flag, the black flag. The black flag, such as abuse, dishonesty, lack of trust, or significant conflict. That is your black flag. And finally, having all the relationship flags presented, the most common reason why a relationship fails is communication. Then you have interest and to common needs, wants, goals, complacency, effort, beliefs, perspective. They all play a part into the life of a relationship. I want you just to remember it's not just one thing. A lot of times it's a combination of reasons. Relationship fail more now because it is less taboo to admit you are no longer a good match. We're in what we call a hookup culture. So if your mindset is about the hookup culture, then you don't want to be anything long term. Some of us are outside of that age bracket, but we're still trying to operate where we can come so easy that we're not matched up because we didn't put the work on. See, if you're not matched up, then you should move on. Because sticking with someone because you have to is not a life. Not a life. Not for yourself, nor for the other person. Healthy relationships fail. This is WDSW Radio. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We're number one, and we're excited to come before you as being the radio station, WDSW Radio, the internet station, that brought all the social media sites together to broadcast at one time. Sharon Smith, thank you so much for joining us at Lowndes County 45 to join us. We have Walter Roll Tide. Thank you, Walter Roll Tide, joining us. Got Lindsay joining us, as well as Missy. We have Raven joining us, Raven the Serpent, they say. We have Carlton joining us. Thank you so much for taking time. As we close out, we want to thank you for joining us. We'll be back on Wednesday night. On Wednesday, we're going to be talking some sports, so join us at 7:30. We're going to make it do what it do. Truly, it's been exciting to come before you. But as we get ready to close the doors and say goodnight to you, we want to play our last promo. And when we play it, we're going to close out while you're listening to it. See, God is so good. These are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, State of Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. We want to be able to show what we're offering through this advertisement. But besides that, they support what WDSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, is doing. We're heard in 43 countries. We're in on 6 continents. Thank you for joining us and being a part of us being in all of those areas. Thank you so much. God has truly has blessed us for the half 7 years we call. Coming up on September the 27th of this year, 7 years we've been broadcasting from one show, one device, to 6 devices. Actually, if you be around, you see about 10 devices I have on my studio, but having 17 shows broadcasted throughout the month. God has been so good. We truly love you, and it's coming from our heart. I want you to know that it's coming from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Keep on grinding. If you want to have a healthy relationship, you ready to put the time and the effort in, keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. That means you got to listen, you got to think about it, and then you got to respond from here to here. Truly, we ask you to do this. We're so thankful for 4 years, but we're closing out, and we'll see you on Wednesday at 7:30. Talking sports prime time. And we look to talk about some of the NCAA tournament and talk about champions of the conferences and tournament champions. We're going to get all that. This is Straight Talk, No Chasing on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and this is Sanctify Sigma Tysman.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Sanctify Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Sanctify Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. My God, it's so good. Thank you.